very concerned that we have another COVID-19 related death in Antigua and Barbuda. I'm always concerned when we have an additional case, and particularly I'm perturbed when we have a death. This, we know, of course, from since when the pandemic began globally, that COVID-19 can give you a spectrum of mild, moderate, severe, and critical disease. And of course, in some cases, death. We know, of course, that there have been 1.5 million deaths globally. So we know it's a disease, although it can have mild or moderate effects, it can also have severe and critical disease resulting in death. And that's something we always have to be mindful of when we have a case of COVID-19. So once we became aware of this case, the epidemiology and surveillance team immediately started contact tracing. We have identified a number of contacts, and they have been categorized according to the nature of the contact, as very close contacts, close contacts, etc. And we've already started doing investigations on those contacts. We have in excess of, I would say, 15 to 20 persons that we are following as well in relation to that case alone. The public, they're reminded to remain vigilant. COVID-19 is still there. They're still seeing an increasing number of cases globally, and of course in Antigua and Barbuda. We have to remember that there are public health measures that can control the spread of the disease. Washing your hands frequently, hand sanitizing, cough and sneeze etiquette, wearing a mask when out in public or if you're coming into contact with somebody who is not sure of their status. Social distancing, limiting the gatherings that you attend, limiting the number of persons to 25. If it is at all that you have to host a gathering or attend a gathering, and also physical distancing, maintaining 6 feet between persons. These things are critical as you move forward. I know it's been since March, it's been a while, and persons tend to be complacent, but the Ministry of Health is really imploring that persons remain vigilant with these social and public health measures that we know can control the spread of COVID-19. A particular note to the elderly, we're still understanding that persons who are older, persons who smoke, persons with underlying non-communicable diseases, such as diabetes, hypertension, heart disease, and cancer, they are at this increased risk of developing severe and critical disease and to die from COVID-19. So I'm urging persons who fall into those categories to be extra vigilant with this public health and social measures, wearing a mask and washing. And if you develop any symptoms of COVID, fever, cough, shortness of breath, loss of smell or taste, general weakness, to please seek healthcare immediately.